Well, that was fun, wasn't it, KK? What did you do?
Our opportunities. Why'd you do that? Manitoba.
We can start. Why'd you do that?
What a world-class education. This is a gong show, isn't it?
Expand our skills to achieve our career goals
and make a difference in our community.
All the information we need is at opportunitiesmb.ca.
Get connected to jobs, education and training, financial aid, housing, and so much more.
Find out what's happening in Manitoba at opportunitiesmb.ca.
A message from the Manitoba government.
Okay, I'm going to stop monkeying with things now. Like, I should not be under the desk where I am right now.
Yeah, pulling
I'm
cables.
Doing the show from the floor right at this moment. I'm not sure why. But I'm gonna stop playing with those things.
See that box right there?
Yeah.
I was playing with that.
Barb just called and said everything on their end is fine, so it's just here.
Well,
that
yeah,
we're...
but you see, if someone were listening with only their left speaker or something, or somebody were deaf in one ear like me, then they might not hear anything because one of the things wasn't working.
Doesn't work, yeah.
But I think we're gonna be okay now for the time being anyway.
Okay.
So we're gonna give this a try. That's okay with you? I stopped this song and perhaps unnecessarily. I want to play it again because I have a good reason. Is that okay?
I'll allow it.
Has anybody here seen Roberto Duran? I met him once, yeah, I shook his hand. I looked in his eyes and now I understand. Yeah, the love and the anger in the eyes of Roberto Duran. Has anybody here seen that Mexican girl? She lives up on 3rd Street in her own little world. A saint in the window and the rosary beads in her hand. Yeah, the smile of an angel in the eyes of Roberto Duran. Panama City, it's 3 a.m. They're talking about the hands of stone. New York City, Lord, the sun's coming up. My baby's throwing everything she owns. Has anybody here seen the woman I love? She'll fight down and dirty when push comes to shove. She'll win every round if the fight goes according to plan. With the smile of an angel in the eyes of Roberto Duran. Talking about the hands of stone. New York City, Lord, the sun's coming up. My lady's throwing everything she owns. Has anybody here seen Roberto Duran? I met him once, yeah, I shook his hand. I looked in his eyes and now I understand. The love and the anger in the eyes of Roberto Duran.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Paul Thorne, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings. Walks around and he pays no mind to the sweat dripping off of my nose. But after 12 long years of him dogging me out, there's one thing I've learned well. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? My girlfriend, she went out on me 151 times. At least honest enough to admit it when she wasn't too
is that part I was telling y'all about that talks about the fight. I climbed in the ring with Roberto Duran and the punches began to rain down. He hit me with a dozen hard uppercuts and my corner threw in the towel. I asked him why he had to knock me out and he summed it up real well. He said, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. If you've ever been on the receiving end, then you know what it's like. A losing situation has been a story of my life. But I ain't gonna let it beat me down. Someday I'll prevail. Yes, I will. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. I'd rather be a hammer down there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Is everybody having a good time so far?
Moving on. Tell the band to go home. This is Slade Cleaves, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
Tiger Tom Dixon had a gift from God. He could hit you quick, he could hit you hard. In a world where a man's hands are put to the test, Tiger Tom Dixon's hands were the best. Men came from Boston, from Ohio, corners of counties that you'll never know, barrooms and pool halls with nothing to show, except for the fists that they did throw at Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon, he'd step into the ring, gloves tied on tight. After humbling a man, Tom would tie one on in spite. Kick back into a whiskey like it was an easy chair. Drink to anything that the devil may care. Now Tom held the future in his right fist, but there was no good time Tom Dixon could resist. No neon in New England he hadn't passed out under. No white lightning hadn't felt his thunder. Men came from Boston, from Ohio, corners of counties that you'll never know, barrooms and bar stools with nothing to show, except for the fists that they did throw at Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Young man, one day is no longer that. And the dreams of those around him sink to the quick when he slows just enough for them to figure the trick. Come a day in December, a steely wind did blow into the ring. A man Tom Dixon didn't know it was himself without the bottle, and the dream held fast. He took Tom's dream with him and he never looked back. Tom rolled around that bottle for a couple of years till he was put in the ground by his own fears. Now all that is left is the story I've told, and the dream that still waits to unfold for Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Men came from Boston, from Ohio, corners of counties that you'll never know, barrooms and bar stools with nothing to show, except for the fist that they did throw at Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon.
Yeah, that's our old pal Slade Cleaves there from, what album is that from? Wishbones?
Yes.
Tiger Tom Dixon's Blues there, written by his buddy Rod Picott. That was a little pugilist set there.
Pugilist?
Pugilist. Do you want to look that one up?
Sure.
I'll give you a minute. Yeah, that one was Tiger Tom Dixon's Blues. Before that, we heard a man who we're expecting to show up pretty soon here on the show, Jesse DiNatale with The Bell from Soul Parade. Before that, we heard Paul Thorne, I'd Rather Be a Hammer Than a Nail. That song was written after he got knocked out by Roberto Duran. And the song before that was The Eyes of Roberto Duran by Tom Russell. Before that, we heard a couple of songs designed to warm us up a little bit. preparing for Mardi Gras, which is coming up later this month in New Orleans there. They still have Mardi Gras. They didn't cancel it because of the flood, did they?
I doubt it.
Okay. Wheel Inside the Wheel there from Mary Gaucher's Mercy Now record. And we heard Michelle Shocked with a brand new thing called Hardcore Hornography. And before that, a song about how friggin' cold it is. The Lowest of the Low with Under the Carlaw Bridge from Shakespeare, My Butt. And how's it going there, KK?
Good.
All right. Just thought I'd check in with you. I'm going to play something from the Western States now. I'm really I'm liking their record more and more all the time. If you don't have it, you should pick it up. It's a fine record. We'll play something called Valemont, I think. I like that tune. You like that tune?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So long, praying for the snow to melt, so we could leave this dead town and feel what our parents felt. Every year the river floods and swells the mountain valleys. It reflects all the sunlight and radiates the trees. And I see every slow step, I touch every daydream, magnifies the frozen breath, but we sit and watch cars scream down the repaired highway that leads us to a better place. No one stays here anyway, it's just an empty space. Folks split to try and get a fresh start. Removed ourselves from every dream. They held us through the hardest part. Now that we were older, we didn't have the empty hope. City's getting smaller and the water feels colder. And every year around this time, I wonder what you're up to. If you're still in Valemont, seeing folks you used to. I would try to think back to those boring weekdays. School lit out early, and we fumbled through the haze.
Yeah. sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet, isn't love fell asleep? There's life down below me though. The kids are walking home from school. Some long ago when we were taught that for whatever kind of puzzle you got, you just stick the right formula, the solution for every fool. I remember the time when I came so close to you, sent me skipping my class and running from school. And I bought you that ring 'cause I never was cool. What makes me think I could start being slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. Yeah. Oh, I just sit up in the house and resist, and not be seen until I cease to exist. Kind of conscientious objection. I'm kind of dodging. So what makes me sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me though. Other kids are walking home from school. I remember the time when I came so close with you. Sent me skipping my class and running from school. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. The least complicated. The least complicated. Yeah.
still.